In Northwest News on KPLU, this is a big week for Microsoft. The company's rolling out its new operating system, Windows 10. They're hoping people will find one feature particularly useful, a virtual kind of butler ready to help you manage your life. KPLU's Ashley Gross explains.
The digital personal assistant is named Cortana. She takes her name from the character in the video game Halo.
I know what you're thinking, and it's crazy.
So, stay here.
Unfortunately for us both, I like crazy.
Microsoft executives are quick to say, though, the Windows version of Cortana is a different character. She's more concerned with making sure you get to appointments on time. Here's Marcus Ash, Group Program Manager for Cortana.
Hey, Cortana, where is my next meeting?
Coming up next, you have Review Windows 10 Launch Plans at Studio E.
They've even created different versions for different countries. In China, people said they wanted her to sound like she was smiling. In Spain, people wanted a little bit of sass. Here's what the Spanish version of Cortana replies if you tell her she's boring.
Dicen que no hay nada peor que una persona aburrida.
Menos mal que no soy una persona.
She says, I've heard there's nothing worse than a boring person. Good thing I'm not a person. But this is supposed to be more than just an amusement. Ash says Microsoft wants to help us offload menial tasks and get more done. With access to your calendar, Cortana could send you an alert saying, hey, it's time to hit the road to the airport. Traffic's really bad. But all of this could strike some people as a little big brotherish. Ash says that's why Microsoft is leaving it up to each user to decide what information Cortana can access.
One thing we're very clear about is it's all up to the customer.
And in a sign of the times, Microsoft acknowledges that a lot of people don't have Windows phones, so they're creating Cortana apps for iOS and Android devices. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.